Clear all fixation ship.
Orson's gonna love this report. Oh, he's gonna hate it.
I couldn't get this report past a white defensive back.
Yeah. I don't know. And what do I say to him? Yeah. Orson will buy anything as long as I make him believe that he's thin for a very brief moment. All right. Here goes nothing. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling
Hi.
Orson.
Are you ready to go?
Oh, not now, little Pluto. I have to make my report to Orson first.
Come on, Mark. You've had all week to do that. Now, I got off work early so we could take Merce clothes shopping.
Oh.
Come on, talk to Orson later.
Oh, come on. Now, I mean, he relies upon me. I mean, to keep him aware of the late-breaking events and technological advancements and miraculous breakthroughs.
Oh, what's the report on?
Ants.
Come on, Merce, we're going.
We can't go unless you write me another please excuse Mork note. I'm so glad we're going. Listen, it's getting late. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, my gosh, let's go.
I can't believe it. I thought kids were supposed to hate to go clothes shopping. I thought we were going to have to drag him out of here kicking and screaming.
So did I. That's why I told him we were going to the circus.
This is a joke. I'm the butt of it.
Don't be like that. I think he looks very handsome, doesn't he, Daddy?
Yes.
Yes. What does he know? He promised to take me to the circus.
Well, that's what your mommy told me.
Oh, sir, we're ready to be altered.
Altered like Mrs. Simmons' cat? I don't want him moping around the house all day and then laying on the TV.
So, what do you think?
That fits like a glove. You know, you could wear that home.
You better be putting me on. I mean, look at this. The shoulders need to be taken in.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay.
And please to go up.
Okay, please go up. Here.
Yeah. The buttons can be moved over.
All right.
And don't forget to erase the chalk marks when you're done.
She acts like she's your mother.
She does, doesn't she? I can't believe it. Look at all these scribbly marks he put all over me. I feel like some kind of rotten Subway. You know something? Mother's Day is coming up. I believe it's in May. And I just canceled your present.
Merce, I told you we were going clothes shopping, and that's what we're doing. And that's final.
Wait a minute. How about a sailor suit?
You can't go anywhere in a sailor suit.
Donald Duck does.
He's right, men, and Donald Duck doesn't have to wear pants.
Why don't you see if they have any suspenders? You could use a pair.
Well, I need them now, and besides, I'm waiting for Emma Kelly's garage sale.
Remember that tie I knitted you? I could make you a pair of suspenders to match.
You're right, never hurts to browse. Always tell by the park.
Well, thank you for inviting me to your barbecue, sir, and I'll be right back. I think I forgot the potato salad.
I'm tired of waiting for your report. Do you have it, or did your neighbor's dog eat it again?
Are you kidding, sir? Mr. Clutch with no report? Come on now, I had a real winner for you, but I decided to expand my perspective and go for a subject of broader scope. Sir, I'd tell it to you, but it's a little hard to articulate while I'm being broasted. The report this week, sir, will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll become part of you. Because today, I tied Mirth's shoes.
Where did I put my lighter?
Come on, now, have mercy. Listen, I know my reports recently have been about as interesting as a PTA newsletter, but please...
Silence! You are not fulfilling your mission on Earth. The scope of your reports is becoming alarmingly narrow. You've been letting your wife and son interfere with your responsibilities to Ort. I've had enough. You will eliminate all contact with your family unit.
Come on now, sir. I can't. I mean, they need me. I'm head of the household, king of the castle. MC of the home version of Hollywood Square.
From now on, Mort, concentrate on your job and put your family aside.
Never, sir. Listen, I can cope with being tied to a stake. I can cope with being burned, but I will never forget my family.
Want a bet? When I get done with you, the only thing you'll remember about Earth is not to stick a fork in the toaster.
For sure, totally, for sure. Boxing has been good to me, Howard.
Oh, greetings. I'm Mok Mok, Nanu. This may sound cliched, but will you take me to your leader? Say, habla Yiddish?
That takes care of the soup, but to tell you the truth, I don't have the strength to go on for the shoes. But just call it a day, Mark, okay?
Well, how do you know my name, Earthling?
Oh, give me a break. Can I just have the checkbook, please?
Oh, I can't. Our planets don't have formal trade agreements. But will you take me to your leader?
Are you putting me on?
Oh, I can't. I'm afraid you wouldn't fit.
No. Minnie Taylor must have dropped at least 50 pins in my pants. I feel like I've got prickly heat.
No, I'm off the mark.
Come on, Dad. I'm Mert, your son.
Oh, then I must be your moon.
Has he been nipping on the ginger ale again?
No, sweetheart. I think your dad is having a little memory problem. I think we better go home right now.
Okay, the suit will be ready in a couple of months. Maybe. Will that be cash or a charge?
Oh, do you accept the charge?
Oh, gladly. Okay. Suit will be ready on Tuesday, huh?
Come on.
Well, where are you taking me?
Home.
Oh, well, we just met. Shouldn't we have a drink first? I'll still respect you. Whoa, Earth primitive. Just like a museum without the overpriced gift shop. Now, will you take me to your leader?
I keep telling you, you don't want to meet our leader. Look around. Don't you recognize this place? I mean, you live here with me and Mert.
Who's Mert?
Me. Your son. Remember the guy that carries all the heavy stuff around the house?
And I'm your wife. We're married.
Married? No, no, we orchids never marry. And besides, I would never marry a species who'd make Don Ho rich.
Something has happened to you to make you forget your life on Earth. Here, sit down. I think maybe I can help you to remember.
Oh, gladly.
Oh, no, I can't go through this again.
Daddy, that's way off. Here, turn around. Here, you sit just like this.
Like I do. Hail.
Ah.
Oh, all the blood is rushing to my feet. God damn.
If we're not married, why are we wearing matching rings?
Perhaps you like the same cereal.
No. Because we made a commitment to spend the rest of our lives together.
Whoa, wait a minute there. Whoa. Getting a little too intense now. I don't know what your game is, lady. But I am not staying around here. I'm not going to stay around until some hunchback goes, quickly, we must do this, and puts my rain in a pickle jar. No.
We're not trying to hurt you. We love you.
Well, Mommy, looks like I'm a man of the house now.
Sort of looks that way, doesn't it, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
Fix dinner.
Mark?
Shh, down on your knees. Don't you recognize Dibar, god of humidity?
Dibar goes bar, me never seen.
I sure do. That's right. When it's his birthday, we're out of school. Come on, come with me. Come on over here. This is the seat of honor. Right here, right here. Sit right down there. And just think. Mark for Mark, this was your life.
Whoa, if I'd only known, I would have done something special to my hair.
Yes, Mark, you've had a very interesting life. You spent a typical orphan boyhood in a nursing home, complaining about the food and the sing-alongs.
Oh, to be young and senile again.
Soon it was on to Chester A. School for Boys, where you were voted most likely to wear wool. You were sent to Earth to observe. There you met a beautiful, small-nosed woman. Listen.
Mark, I'll never forget the day we exchanged our vows. Remember, Orson turned you into a dog. And for weeks, you kept sneaking out for Gainsburgers.
Mark?
Do you recognize that voice?
Yes, is it Ella Fitzgerald?
No, sorry, that's Mom.
Mom? Is Mama's Mabel here?
Yes. Mindy McGarno.
Oh, it's you again. Boy, you look great. I can't believe anybody as foxy as you isn't married already.
I am married. Mark, I'm married to you. Think about it, Mark. Oh, Mark.
Oh, that'll be about easier this way.
Try to think of the good times. Think of all the fun we've had and the laughs. Think about this, Mark. Who do you call your little pooter?
Is my old shop teacher here, Mr. Bromek?
No, he's not here. Oh, go ahead, Murph.
And so, with your blushing bride, you inherited a wonderful family.
Let's go. Wait. You're not supposed to go out until I say my line.
Well, how come you got a line and I didn't?
Oh, you're such a wiener.
Now, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mine.
Mr. Bromek. Mr. Bromek, it really is you.
Oh, it's Dad. Fred McConnell and Grandma Cora. Look at him, Morgan, concentrate.
Oh, isn't she a little young for him?
Honey.
Come here, honey. Now, look. Every now and then, we're given a second chance. And when that opportunity comes along, you got to be smart enough to know how to take advantage of it. Now, look. I'll go warm up the car. We'll take Mork out for a little ride, and we'll drop him off. Say, in a silo in South Dakota.
Come in.
I don't mean to be patronizing, but I know if we have doorbells.
Well, we're a slow but happy people. Anything on your mind?
Well, besides 14 pounds per square inch air pressure, nothing really, except I want to thank you very much for your hospitality this evening, and I'd like to find out what was the name of that delicious dessert we had.
Jell-O. You used to love to eat it in the morning. But then you don't remember, do you?
What are you doing?
Well, whenever I get depressed, I engage in an old Earth custom called cleaning out the closet.
Mind if I watch?
No, I actually could help. Half of the stuff is yours.
Oh. Is this mine?
No.
Too bad, it's my color.
Whoa! Where'd you get this stuff block?
Was the Orchard Carnival passing through here?
Oh, you won this for me on our honeymoon.
Oh.
You won it by throwing lead bottles in a pile of softballs. Remember? Then we went to the anti-gravity bar to hear your favorite group, Winkies and the Gold Diggers. I remember we danced on air till the sun came up. And we went for a little walk on the beach, and you told me... It doesn't matter what you told me, does it?
Your eyes are leaking.
It's called crying.
Why are you crying?
Well, I'm crying because... Because you're here and I missed you.
Oh. What are you doing now?
I'm expressing emotion. See, on Earth, when people love each other, they do this.
The capital of New York is Albany.
What did you say?
You have a little mole in the bottom of your foot shaped like Scatman Cutters. Oh, I'm about to remember something really important now.
About us?
No, that Italian restaurants are closed on Mondays. Oh, the memory dam is breaking. It's all coming back to me now. Oh, but I need some help. Now I know it. I can remember everything except all the teams in the National Hockey League. We better try once more. And I finally remember what I wanted to say to you.
Oh, what?
I love you.
Oh, Mark. Oh. Oh. I was so scared. What happened to you? Where have you been?
When?
When you got amnesia.
Well, I was trying to forget that man.
Oh.
You know what happened? Well, Orson got a little mad at me, and he closed my account in the memory bank.
Why?
Well... See, I've been spending so much time with you and Murph that... Well, I've been neglecting my job. And he thinks I'm a bad observer.
I keep forgetting that what you do is a real important job. I mean, it's not like you get a W-2 form or you have a pension plan. And you get paid in sand.
Yeah, but it's still my job, man. I've blown it. See, I've even let my subscription to Ebony run out.
Well, we'll just have to renew that. And also, we're going to have to make sure that you spend as much time as you need to make your job a good one. Oh, Mark, you're going to be the best observer Ork ever had.
Even better than Andy Rooney?
Yeah. And neater, too.
Well, just one more shot for old time. I remember our phone number now. It's all coming back to me.
Hello? Dad! No, Dad, wait. I've got some great news. Mark remembers. That is the great news. Well, he likes you. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
No. Lady. Lady, it's happening again.
Oh, no.
I'm losing it. I'm fading back into the distance. I don't know. All I can remember is one word. Big kiss. Calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, you saturated fat ship. And now for the fast breaking news of Earth, reported with keen insight and renewed vigor, plus greetings from the McConnell clan.
You remember your family?
Of course, sir.
I better check the warranty on that memory helmet.
Oh, it works fine, sir. But nothing can make me forget those that I love. Of course, you must keep in mind your responsibilities, too. Allow me to demonstrate, sir. Notice that while I am balancing this ball, I'm also carrying on a serious conversation with you.
Fascinating illustration.
Sorry, sir, I can't hear you. I'm concentrating on the ball. And that's the point I want to make, sir. You see, when you accept the responsibility of a job and a family, you must be very careful to fulfill your duties to each one. Yeah, it's easy once you get the hang of it. Isn't this the kind of snazzy report you've been looking for, sir? It's got everything. Handsome leading man.
Staggering special effects. Memorable theme song. Marco, the boy from beyond, you know.
Why do I put up with him? If it wasn't for the pension, I'd quit. Thank you.